to Normal or Nuts Friday. Are you feeling normal or are you feeling nuts? You tell me. On the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennen. The Golden Girls will be here from the left. Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum at 8:20. Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese on a big weekend. Divine Mercy Sunday and the canonization of not one but two popes to sainthood. That's what canonization means. They're saints, Pope John and Pope John Paul. So looking forward to that conversation with Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese coming up at 9:30, and a whole lot of time to let us know what's on your mind today. Story I think I saw it on ABC News. Not sure why they picked up this particular story, but talked about oil companies thinking the idea of slowing production is a bad idea. Yeah, you think? No kidding. In fact, that's one of our top Normal or Nuts topics today on the program. We are going to, let me just run through some of the stories here that have caught our attention, and then we'll come back and focus on a couple of them. These are just the headlines. Lawmakers in the Minnesota legislature want to probe into what happened with the Mankato football coach. There needs to be a probe on that deal. What the heck happened? Still think that's about as bizarre as you can get. A teen has been suspended for asking Miss America to the prom, and now he's going to go alone. Somebody lacking a sense of humor there? I think that's admirable of the young man. Swing for the fences. Minnesota and South Dakota high school leagues are drafting policies to deal with issues when transgender high school athletes want to play on the team of the gender which they identify. You know who thinks of stuff like that? The 19th vice president that's been added to the administrative ranks at the University of North Dakota. A VP in charge of diversity and inclusion. Is that normal or nuts? We've unearthed an iconic Dakota dinosaur, and now they want to keep it in North Dakota, but it's going to cost a few bucks. Good idea. We're focusing on that a little bit. Colorado, if you needed any more evidence, it's flat out nuts to legalize marijuana. Now we have a Colorado fourth grader busted peddling marijuana at school. I kid you not, folks. Meanwhile, a Texas second grader is claiming a teacher confiscated his Bible during reading time. That shouldn't happen in Texas or in North Dakota, if you ask me. More testimony on the trial of Byron Smith. This is a story we've been closely following for you regarding the 2012 Thanksgiving shooting of two teens. The defendant saying, hey, it was self-defense. And the prosecution saying, no, it was premeditated murder. This is in Morrison County, which is Little Falls, Minnesota. And the medical examiner testified on the autopsy. Imagine the family having to endure that. I understand they were covering their faces, wiping away tears as the Ramsey County medical examiner testified regarding the autopsies that he conducted on the two teens. Described the gunshot wounds suffered by them and did a PowerPoint presentation of photos of their injuries. He said the first gunshot entered through the back of Brady's right hand, exited his right palm, and reentered him in the right temple. Mills said the shot taken from between 6 inches and 3 feet away would have been immediately fatal. Brady also suffered two other gunshot wounds, both of which would have been fatal had Brady lived long enough. Mills described the five wounds by Kiefer, that'd be the girl, calling the second shot, which wounded her behind the left ear, consistent with close firing range. This is a fatal shot. Toxicology tests were conducted on both of them. He tested negative for drugs and alcohol. She testified negative for alcohol, but the examiner said she tested positive for a cough suppressant substance and a marijuana. At the completion of the state's case, the defense attorney asked the court to find him not guilty. That was denied. They do that pretty much every day in court. Then the defense called the sheriff, or I guess a deputy, as its first witness. And he testified to a burglary reported by this Smith about a month before the shootings. Confirmed that Smith had reported firearms were taken from his home. Said Smith had told him that it was the second time he'd been broken into and reported several more burglaries with property taken from his home, including firearms. Smith had told the deputy he'd chained off the driveway to his property in an effort to keep cars off the driveway as a response to the burglaries. And then they showed some photos from those, so they're obviously trying to make the case that this is why he was dealing with what he was dealing with there. So, anyway, that's the latest on the Smith trial. If you're not following and you're relying on us for the headlines, we're happy to provide it. Okay, we had a visit yesterday from a cabinet member of the Obama administration, the Secretary of Transportation in town, out in Castleton first to begin the day, and that an effort to discuss the Castleton derailment and explosion of the trains there, and did promise that a package of regulatory changes for rail shippers next week will be forthcoming. And talked a lot about improving rail safety. Said he believes the changes will include a retrofit or a phase-out of the DOT 111 cars that are commonly used for shipping crude oil. You know, the federal government, I think, blamed for the delay in these regulations. They've really been slow. So the good news is when a secretary comes out, you know, maybe he goes back and shakes the bureaucracy up a little bit to get going. Said he couldn't comment on what changes may be brewing to strengthen the tank cars used to ship Bakken crude and other hazardous liquids, but said he believes the DOT 111 is going to have to either be retrofitted or replaced. Canadian officials day before yesterday, unveiled plans to phase it out or retrofit those cars by May of 2017. So, anyway, that was a major part of the focus yesterday, and glad he was in Castleton. Very appropriate, for sure. Here's a story we have not spent enough time on, in my view. CNN reported at least 40 veterans languish and die on a VA hospital secret list. Why the VA has a secret list, unbelievable. How 40 veterans could languish and die while being on a list that shouldn't exist, unbelievable. And further proof that the VA is not doing all it can to take care of the individuals whom we owe so much. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Hey, little sports story that has us excited. The Minnesota Wild have drawn into a tie at 2-2. With the Colorado Avalanche. We'll more on that later on in the program. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. We're excited about that. This is a fun one. After all the controversy we've had over a Fighting Sioux logo, Williston High School has a new logo. And by the way, logo is not the right term for Fighting Sioux. I know every once in a while when I use that term, gets sucked into what some of you know, the Fighting Sioux name was more than a logo, was more than a mascot. It was a distinction of honor given to the university by the elders of the Sioux Nation in the 30s as a way to continue the name and the heritage. So it's not a logo. It's not a mascot. Anyway, in the case of Williston High School, they actually have a new logo of a coyote. And people are complaining about it. So somebody's always going to complain about something. Anyway, so those are the headlines that caught our attention. We'll spend some time on all of those today. And coming up next, we're going to wrestle from the left, Ellen Ratner, from the right, Blanquita Cullum. The Golden Girls, ladies and gentlemen, on the telephone. That's right. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us today on the program. We'll continue straight ahead. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. 800. Actually, telephone number 855-200-1776. From the left, Ellen Ratner. From the right, Blanquita Cullum. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the Golden Girls on this Friday, who join us to talk about the news of the day. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Blanquita, by the way, is a new grandmother.
Fabulous. How are you doing?
Number four.
Oh, I'm wonderful. We have a new brand new addition, and it turned out to be a little boy. It's Henry James Cullum.
Henry James Cullum, born what time yesterday?
11:10 last night.
Oof.
And, oh, yeah, it was a long delivery, but we're a happy family.
Fabulous. Congratulations there, Grandma. Fourth time, right?
Yeah. Can you believe it? It's exciting.
That's very neat. That's wonderful. Ellen, how are you?
I'm good. Lots
Ellen?
Going on.
I think she's sad about because some stuff, I wouldn't some put the Che Guevara
like and I will agree
baby.
On
yeah,
like
thank
net
you.
Neutrality and some other
have you,
stuff.
Have you had a ceremonial burning of that yet?
Oh, you know I have.
Yeah. Ellen, Ellen, are you there?
I am.
Who's got Ellen? Shane or Chris or what's going on here? Okay, Ellen?
I am here. Can you not hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yeah, now I hear her. Do you hear the infamous Ellen?
I can hear you.
I do not hear her, Sam. I am.
Ellen, sing a song, Ellen, for Blanquita so we can see if she can hear you.
Tell her sing it for the dog.
Can you hear me now?
She's walking the dog right now. She loves the dog. I hear nothing.
I don't have the problem.
I hear nothing. I see nothing.
Yeah, hang on one sec, Blanquita. Let's let Ellen talk, and then we'll figure out if we can. I can hear her just fine, but I don't think you can. Ellen? She hung up. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know how liberals are.
Say that again, BQ?
I said, you know how liberals are.
Yeah, very
short. Their voices can't be heard. They hang up.
Very short. Well, actually, at our GCN engineering world headquarters that routes our calls, and we send our signal to them, and they're actually down in the Twin Cities, then they send it up on satellite, and all the calls come through there. They had a fire last night, so there's some technical difficulties with the phone. So,
well, can I tell you what I'm worried about this morning?
What's that?
All right, years ago.
All right, I'm back. I don't know what happened. Some gremlin got it.
I got you. We hear you loud and clear now. Yes, so Blanquita was just about to tell us a story about something that happened. What happened?
Years ago I went to Venezuela, and this, I think I may have told you, this guy who was head of the Chamber of Commerce said there was a significant person from Israel who came to Venezuela looking to see if there were Chinese missile plants, was worried about the power of Russia and China and Iran there in Venezuela, and said if anything happened on the border between Palestine and Israel, the Iranians and others would be, even though they weren't as close to Palestine, they would choose forces and they would really be working against the United States. And I see it all playing out in that chess game because, unfortunately, we're not playing a chess game, we're playing checkers.
Well, there you go. And,
yes?
Yeah, Ellen, your response?
Well, I mean, I have to give Blanquita this one because I know very little about broadcasting. I know very little about Venezuela. I've been there once, but I will have to give her this one because she knows a lot about that. What I'm concerned about, honestly, today, Scott Henin and Blanquita, is the fact that 22 senators wrote to the Obama administration because they don't like that Obama is loosening up a little bit on immigration. But everybody forgets that Tony Snow and George W. Bush were they were more liberal than Obama is on immigration.
Yeah, well, I understand that, Ellen, but the difference is this. We're only making immigration here a Mexican issue. Okay, we're saying that, we're doing it because we are concerned about the border. Now, obviously, my mother was a Mexican citizen, but she came across this country into it legally. But we're not looking at how many Chinese are coming in, how many Afghans are coming in, how many people that are on the border even, and they're worried about on the border in places like Texas, Arizona, and California, who are coming in that are terrorist groups that are trying to pass off as Latin. So I think we have to do a much better job at really looking what is the immigration problem, and how to effectively deal with it when it comes to the issue of national security.
I think, Alan, the difference between President Obama and what Republican proposals of past and present on immigration reform is recognizing that border security has to be an integral part of anything you do. The left just wants more voters and open up the floodgates. The right
is... The left isn't going to get more voters. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's clearly what they want.
I wish that was the case, but that's not.
Who do you think, who do you think that the vast majority of the folks that are coming in are going to vote for? Ellen.
Well, first of all, most of these people aren't going to be voting for a long period of time.
Yeah, but when they do, I mean, there's a path to citizenship that is envisioned in this, both on the, left and the right, right? So you don't think that's part of it? My point is this: the Republican plans always include an element of border security, more agents, more technology, and the Democratic plans generally just deal with the path to citizenship for illegals that are already here. And so,
Scott, you remember all of the school that were coming in on boats in New York and places like Corpus Christi from Asia. And Costco, not Costco, where you buy the discount things, was bringing in ships scores of Chinese. I mean, to the numbers almost as big as the immigration that was crossing the border in Mexico. So, I mean, I think we have to be realistic. It's not that the border just there that's a fence. We have to do a better job finding out who's coming in through the air, who's coming in through the boats. I mean, if we really care about national security.
By the way, I can hardly believe my eyes, but the New York Times is reporting that President Obama, this is a quote from the story, President Obama encountered setbacks to two of his most cherished foreign policy projects on Thursday, Japan and the Mideast, failing to achieve a trade deal as part of his strategic...
Actually, the trade deal with Japan may wind up going through. Now, I object to that. I've always called it NAFTA. I was always against when Clinton did NAFTA. I thought it was horrible for Americans.
I just find it ironic. The New York Times even admits setbacks over there. So you know when they say it, you'd be still my heart.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny is I'm more for NAFTA than Ellen. And I'm from the right because I believe in free trade. And I believe in good, strong international relations. So there you have it.
And here's another beauty. Alan, this is from the rub your eyes to make sure you're reading this correctly. The president of the Labor's International Union of North America writes in the Washington Post today that upon the latest exasperating delay of the Keystone XL pipeline project, our union suggests that the Obama administration grow a set of antlers or take a lesson from Popeye and eat some spinach. After all, the evidence points to federal approval of the pipeline after nearly 6 years of delay, thousands of pages of research, five environmental impact statements confirming the evidence, and millions of public comments. A pipeline that could put thousands of Americans to work and help secure our nation's energy security remains stalled. He also said the evidence is clear. It's politics over this billionaire Tom Sawyer. So go figure. Thanks, ladies. See you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
We want to know what's your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Okay, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Sports here coming up in about 8 minutes. Steve Sports Saturday, a little preview of that. In the meantime, I want to put myself out here today and ask you a question. I have been troubled by something lately, and it is the amount of mind-numbing stupidity on television. Full disclosure, I don't watch a lot of television. And partly it's because whenever I have a spare moment or two here, I will usually in the evening, and I did this last night. Cleaning up in the kitchen. Maria was off speaking at an event last night for Hero, a wonderful, wonderful organization. And kids were all over the place. So I was, after our quick little dinner, cleaning up. So I turn on the TV. I'll often, you know, sometimes check out C-SPAN here or there, see was there nothing there. So I started just going channel by channel by channel through the channels. And just absolute garbage. I stopped on one thing because I heard Rush Limbaugh's voice. And it was actually when Rush appeared on Family Guy. Remember that? And the language there was atrocious. You know, I'd heard about the show, never seen it. Just, it's just garbage. It's just absolutely garbage. And anyway, it's part of what worries me about the culture, without question. I don't know if I'm normal or not, but you know, because it's you just turn it off, right? But where's our inspiration on television? Where is some example to follow of good manners. So anyway, I turn the TV off just to discuss it again. I just say, look, I'm up into the hundreds, okay, on channels, and there's nothing on. The reason I'm asking you this is am I missing something? Is there some redeeming factor that you see regularly on television, or do you disagree? 855-200-1776. Haley, our youngest daughter, had won a gift card from Barnes & Noble. And so that was burning a hole in her pocket. She said, Dad, can we go to Barnes & Noble? So we take off about 8 o'clock or so and head for Barnes & Noble. And I found a book there that I purchased by the day. Eric Metaxas wrote it. It's Seven Men and the Secrets of Their Greatness. I love William Wilberforce. You know who William Wilberforce is? I hope you do. And if you don't, you should. He's one of the seven men that are chronicled in this book. George Washington is chronicled in this book. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, another great book, and many great books about him, including the ones he's written. Jackie Robinson, Pope John Paul II, Charles Colson, and Eric Liddell. Eric Liddell is the only name I didn't recognize in here. And it's not a long book, but obviously all these people are well-known. And Eric Metaxas wrote this. Does a great job. He's really good. I saw Eric at a First Choice Clinic event a few years ago, first became familiar with his work after he spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast and have since been a fan of his work. He does a really neat deal. He worked with Chuck Colson and now has kind of taken over for Chuck Colson on the radio and does a number of things. But in the introduction to the book, ironically, after I was lamenting all of the garbage on TV, he talks about the idea of manhood falling into some confusion in the last decades and how this book helps to help correct some of that by asking and answering two vitally important questions. What is a man and what makes a man great? And he talked about John Wayne, not as one of the seven great men, but this sort of icon of manhood and manliness. And in wondering why it is, we still, what was it about John Wayne that made us think of him in that way? And it wasn't necessarily toughness and swagger. He comes across as big and strong, and, you know, obviously that's something. But he said, he writes, I think actually his iconic status is usually because he played roles in which his size and strength were used to protect the weak. He was a good guy, always strong and tough, but never a bully. Somehow watching him on the silver screen said more to generations of men and women about what made a man great than endless discussions on the subject. Sometimes a living picture really is worth a thousand words. Now, the book doesn't talk about manhood, but it shows in the actual lives of great men that you can talk about right and wrong and good and bad all day long, but ultimately people need to see it. And seeing and studying the actual lives of people is simply the best way to communicate ideas about how to behave and how not to behave. And incidentally, he goes on to talk about shows that gave us good examples of that in the past. Rifleman. Remember Rifleman and Chuck Connors? I barely remember like reruns because it was a series that was ran in the late 50s and early 60s. And there again, a story clearly trying to communicate what it means to be a real man, a good man, a heroic and brave man, and showing the difference between that and being a coward or a bully. Vital in raising up young men who aspire to do the right thing. But he writes, but one look at TV today will tell you that this is entirely gone. Exactly. Young men need role models. If we can't point to anyone in history or in our culture whom they should emulate, then they will emulate whoever. Father Knows Best. Remember that show? Where's the modern day equivalent of that, for crying out loud? Non-existent. It's just garbage on television. By the way, Eric Liddell, the seventh man I mentioned in here, his story is, remember the movie Chariots of Fire? That was his story. So I haven't got through all the book. I did read several parts of it, and of course, immediately didn't even leave Barnes and Noble before I plowed through the whole chapter on William Wilberforce. Tell me who Wilbur Wilberforce is, would you? Tell me. The top news story we're going to tackle today is from the North Dakota Industrial Commission and the discussion of slowing production. Is it normal or nuts to want to slow oil production? I want you to answer that today on the program, okay? We're going to talk about that. Here's the telephone number. By the way, why should every American child know who William Wilberforce is? Who is he, and what do you most admire about him? That's my little trivia question for you today at 855-200-1776. Let's get Steve Hallstrom in here and find out what he and Justin Moore and the team will be doing tomorrow on Steve Sports Saturday, and then Dee will tell us about the Wild, drawn even, and more coming up. Steve, take it away, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody in the Flag family. Steve Hallstrom here from Steve Sports Saturday. Really excited for tomorrow's show. It is spring day up at NDSU, and the spring game, I should say, up at NDSU tomorrow. And NDSU will be having its annual intra-squad game, coached by the assistants. It's always a great time up at the Fargo Dome, and we will be there doing the show live from the press box from 9 to 11 a.m. We'll be talking a lot about this year's team and what things look like after spring drills are wrapped up. We'll be visiting with Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director, about spring football and also some of the talk going on about the five big conferences who are going to be able to set their own course, if you will, apart from the NCAA. That might be the first step in what they call a Super Division One, or something where the top divisions or the top conferences go off and do their own things. So we'll be talking to Gene Taylor about what that means for North Dakota State. Also, with the game itself, Connor Riley, the offensive line coach, will be with us. And he might have, other than the head coach, Chris Kleiman, he might have the biggest job and the biggest shoes to fill with that team as they lose a couple of really good players off last year's offensive line. And then offensive line coach Scott Fuchs is now in Wyoming with Craig Pulse. We'll be talking to Connor Riley about that as well. Also, we'll be talking a lot of Minnesota Wild hockey. The Wild with a big win last night, even their series with Colorado at 2 games apiece. That series is phenomenal and getting better by the game. There's a lot of other stuff going on, too. Red Hawks getting ready to roll. So the Twins playing some good baseball. Fargo Marathon not all that far away either, and we'll hit them all tomorrow morning. 9 to 11 a.m., Steve Sports Saturday. We'll see you, man. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you very much, Steve. Look forward to joining you tomorrow at the Fargo Dome, where we'll be broadcasting from the Green and Gold Spring Game early, though, from 9 to 11 before the festivities kick off. Tailgating does start at 9 a.m. As Steve mentioned, the Wild had a huge win over Colorado, tying that series up 2-2. Granlin, one of the big stars, had 3 huge block shots right at the end of the game. He was fantastic. Eric Hall also had a great game for the Wild. Really, the turning point in the game was when the direction was set in the opening 2 minutes. The Wild off dominated territorially, clearly showing the Avalanche that they were not going to quickly recover from Monday's overtime loss. Wild ended up with a 14-3 edge in shots in the first period, despite a 2-1 score. The game was not close at all times during the possessions and shots. The Wild just completely dominated. So looking forward to Game 5 in Colorado on Saturday. As I mentioned, Green and Gold Spring Game tomorrow for NDSU. Tailgating starts at 9. Team autographs are from 10:45 to 11:45. The ring ceremony is at 1:15 and kickoff at 1:30. Admission is free. You can expect to see a lot of reps for younger players and some of the inexperienced players. You won't see a lot of starters, especially some of the starters that have sat out all 14 practices because of injuries. You won't see the likes of Travis Beck, Carlton Littlejohn, kicker Adam Keller, Colton Hegel, and C.J. Smith, but there will be an opportunity for folks to see some of the younger guys on the squad, so should be a real fun time tomorrow at the Fargo Dome. The Twins kick off a 3-game series at home against the Central-leading Detroit Tigers. Today, the game is at 7:10. Kevin Correa against Rick Porcello. Tomorrow, Phil Hughes against Annabelle Sanchez. That's a 1:10 start. And Sunday, 1:10 start, Kyle Gibson against Justin Verlander. Should be a fantastic pitching matchup. Kyle Gibson had to go against David Price earlier this week. Price pitched a complete game against the Twins, and Gibson got his first loss of the season. Really looking forward to a great show on Steve Sports Saturday tomorrow, live from the Fargo Dome. Gene Taylor will be joining us. He's going to talk about something regarding conferences. I know there's a story in the paper about it today. Steve Holstrom knows a little bit more about it than I do, but really looking forward to that. We're also going to be talking more about Wild hockey. Of course, the big game, big win yesterday, and Game 5 coming up on Saturday. We'll also talk Twins, Red Hawks right around the corner. Really looking forward to that. Start Fargo Marathon. I know a lot of people are excited about the Fargo Marathon. That's going to be coming up on May 10th. So Steve Sports Saturday coming up tomorrow on AM 1100 The Flag from 9 to 11, and more of What's on Your Mind with Scott Henin coming up here on AM 1090 and AM 1100.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's why it's slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Compradora Veda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room, whatever you need. Three-bedroom condo tell, all the way down to a single king room. And every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Wilberforce was actually probably the one of the single-handedly stopped slavery in England. And what I really admire about him is that he went in front of Parliament and told them that it was wrong, period. No questions asked. And so, you know, we need more people like that to, you know, to stop what's going on in our country. But, yeah, he was, as far as I'm concerned, he was a great patriot, at least in England. So have a good day.
Yeah, bye. You're absolutely right. Couldn't agree with you anymore. He was, and you're right. Great book about him called Amazing Grace that Eric Metaxas wrote. Great movie if you just want the, if you want the cliff notes on William Wilberforce. I agree we need more folks like that here. I happen to think that our slavery of today is, I always make this point when I'm talking about the pro-life issue, because everybody today looks back on what happened in slavery and said, oh my gosh, how could that ever have been thought to be okay? It offends the senses. And we still have a debate in this country, although I believe thanks to young folks, it's changing every day. And also science, makes it harder and harder and harder to deny when life begins. But it's our slavery. It's our issue. And so I think we need more folks like William Wilberforce to take on that issue. I really do. No question about it. And so anyway, appreciate the passion of William Wilberforce like I have. But, you know, it just goes back to the topic we were tackling earlier. Average night, clicker in your hand, rolling through the channels. What are you getting that enhances your life, that educates you, that motivates you, that says there's somebody to aspire to be? Snapshot, April 2014 versus snapshot of decades ago. Vastly different. And not in a good way at all. There's tons more choices. And I guess that's progress, but oh my, I can't believe it. Really can't. Hey, quick note I want to tell you about on a great project. There's a basketball game in Tioga this weekend. The Tioga Police Department and the Tioga Fire Department are going to play each other tomorrow night at 6 at the Tioga High School. And this is a fundraiser for the Tioga Pool. They need a new pool in Tioga, and so we're all for this. The kids have really been behind getting this project going. They'll have fun for the whole family, prizes, concessions, and, of course, a raffle and halftime games, and $5 for adults, $3 for ages 5 through 18. Kids under 4 are free. And if you are new to the area, these are the kind of events I really think it's great to attend because you get to know neighbors. This is the stuff that builds community right here, going to events like that. So hope you can take it in and enjoy it completely. And where is the rest of this story here? I have too many things in front of me. One of the stories we're going to tackle here at the top of next hour is the Industrial Commission meeting this week and some testimony by folks saying, you know, maybe we ought to slow this oil development down. So there were folks from both sides of this particular issue. And I want to just simply ask the question, is the idea of a slowdown in oil production normal or nuts? You tell me at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Okay? All right. Let me take a look at the weather in the valley, improving a little bit after a couple of days of rain and wet and blue. But this weekend in general is not exactly going to be balmy. I'm really looking to get ahead a little bit and find something because, you know, May is not too far in our future here. Spring, we're less than a week away from May. Spring can come any time. Forecast in the valley, mix of clouds and sun, 59 today, north-northwest wind at 10 to 15. Tonight some clouds, low around 35. East wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Looking at 59 and sunny today, 35 for a low. Saturday, 55, cloudy. Sunday, some rain showers again at 48. Monday, rain showers 46. Rain's okay. I think we need the precip. Tuesday, 55 degrees, partly sunny skies. We break 60 next Friday. But otherwise, barely in the 10-day forecast. Yeah, sorry. Oil patch, sunny to partly cloudy. It'd be nice there today, 262 with a north wind at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies this evening. Few showers developing late, low of 38 with a east wind at 15 to 25. 10-day forecast out in the patch, same thing. Trying to find some nice temps. 60 today, 62 actually. But get a load of this. That's the last one we'll see for 10 days. Tomorrow, 46 in rain. Sunday, rain 39. Monday, rain 42. Tuesday, rain 42. Lows in the 30s. Wednesday, 53. Thursday, upper 50s. Then back next weekend down to the early 50s for the first weekend in May. Temps right now, oil patch at 32 degrees in Tioga, Williston 37, Watford City 44, Newtown 35, Stanley 35 degrees, Valley cloudy 35, Grand Forks, Hillsboro 42 degrees right now at this hour. And as I mentioned earlier in Fargo, we're sitting right now at
Utah.
I want to tell you, 42 degrees under cloudy skies. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Call us 855-200-1776, extension 1 right now. If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.